Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. Palestinian teenager from Gaza dies of his wounds, and in Jerusalem, Israeli radicals stab a Palestinian young man. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian teenager died on Tuesday after succumbing to his wounds he sustained during the Israeli war in Gaza in August. Mohammed Siam was injured when Israeli jet fighters targeted his family home located in Rafah town in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. 11 members of his family were killed in the attack. He was moved to a Turkish hospital for treatment, where he died of his wounds on Tuesday, local sources reported. The 50 days long Israeli war in Gaza, which ended mid-August, has left 2,100 Palestinians killed and at least 12,000 people injured. In the West Bank, a Palestinian man was stabbed on Tuesday afternoon by a group of Israelis in northern Jerusalem, according to relatives. 22-year-old Fadi Jalal Radwan was attacked and stabbed by four Israelis while walking in the town of Kfar Aqab. His father said he was stabbed three times in the leg and once in the back and left to bleed in the street. He was eventually taken to Hadassah Hospital in serious conditions. Earlier on Tuesday morning, four Israelis were killed along with two Palestinian attackers in shooting attack in Jewish Yeshiva. The two men allegedly entered the religious schools while prayers were in service with knives, axe and guns, and began attacking worshippers. Israeli police soon arrived on the scene and, after a brief shootout, killed the two men. Six people were wounded in the attack, including two police officers, according to police spokesperson. The two men who carried out the attack were identified as Ghassan Abu Jamal and his cousin Uday from Jabal al-Mukabbir in neighborhood of Jerusalem. Israeli troops and police attacked the homes of Abu Jamal families shortly after the attack and kidnapped 40 members of their family. Moreover, Israeli forces kidnapped on Tuesday 21 Palestinians, including three minors, from the West Bank and Jerusalem after the attack in Jerusalem. Settlers also attacked Palestinian cars and blocked roads close to illegal settlements all over the West Bank. Later on Tuesday, Israeli sources stated that a Palestinian fighter opened fire at an Israeli military jeep driving on the Yitzhar settlement road south of Nablus in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. The army reported no injuries among the soldiers. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, November 18th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banmoura.